again, and welcome to Intuitive Conversations with Tamara and Chantel. I'm Chantel Neufeld.
I'm Tamara Franz.
And today, we're going to be talking about redefining forgiveness, what it is and what it's not. So when I was growing up, I thought that forgiveness meant restoring a relationship with someone, like, no matter what. And being a therapist, people have come to me and they've said, well, I can't forgive so-and-so because that would make what they did okay. And I agree, it's not okay what they did. And so there's still got to be a way to find peace within ourselves, to release those ties we have with another person who's done us wrong. And so that's what we're going to be discussing today.
Mm-hmm. I think the topic of forgiveness is really relevant, especially to women. When I think, too, of growing up about forgiveness, it kind of meant making everything okay in the sense that somebody's done something, they say they're sorry, you hear the words, and many of us were raised to be people pleasers, and so we want to believe somebody, we want to make things right with people, and so we're very quick to say, oh, it's okay, when actually maybe it isn't. And so we want to look at forgiveness through the lens of empowerment, and how forgiveness can mean something different, something that is more empowering and that helps us to reclaim maybe power that we have lost to somebody.
Because that's what happens, isn't it? When we carry a resentment towards someone else, it really is, it takes away our power and almost hands it to them, like without really realizing that that's what's going on. But yeah, whenever you focus your attention on something, it's directing energy towards that thing, and it's taking away energy that you could be, you know, using towards something that you want instead of what you don't want. And like, there's this principle, what we resist persists, and the opposite of that is, you know, what we pay attention to gets bigger, like, mm-hmm. And you can use it for good or bad, right? So we want to focus on what we do want, not what we don't want.
And I think, too, when I think about some of the things that have been most difficult to forgive and the times and places when people have the hardest time forgiving, often it's wrapped up with having to face that you've given your power away and having to sort of negotiate your own self-worth so that when you've really lost power with somebody, in a sense, you have to forgive yourself for giving that power away. And that makes it really tricky to navigate those waters of forgiveness.
And giving yourself permission, you know, to do whatever it is that you need to do, like giving yourself permission to perhaps cut ties altogether with that person. You know, like in cases of abuse, that sometimes is the only way, like, because if that person isn't willing to, and they are often not willing to change or take responsibility for what they did, then, you know, what other choice do we have, really? We are left with two choices, to keep holding on to that and feeling bad, or to let them go and to let that go and realize that what they said or did was not about us at all. It was about them and their journey. And
yeah. We've talked quite a bit about narcissism, and that just keeps coming up again and again because we are in an epidemic, I think, of narcissism right now. And it is very tricky to navigate forgiveness with a narcissist because they will know all the right words to say. And in the moment, they may actually believe that they mean them and come across very sincerely as meaning them. And then behavior patterns continue. Again, you know, you keep falling into these patterns of victimhood. Mm-hmm. And so looking at forgiveness from a different standpoint, from a standpoint of empowerment, can really be healing in the sense that you can finally pull yourself away from some of those patterns that just keep siphoning off power. Mm-hmm. So something that we've talked about in the past, we had a podcast on feeding your demons. We even did a little sample session about it. And in the book called Feeding Your Demons, that all of that comes out of, there is an amazing story about a woman who was caught in a situation with someone who sounded very much like a narcissist. She was an American woman, had somehow ended up in Italy. I'm forgetting all the details, but she had met an Italian man, someone who had a very strong personality, was a very successful businessman. They had married, they had a son together, and then the marriage completely went south. He was having affairs, and he was not owning up to his behavior, and at a certain point, she just realized that this was going to be a continuing pattern that would never resolve itself, that it just was not salvageable. But under Italian law, she was not able to move back to the United States and take their son with her. She would either have to move by herself and lose connection with her son, or let her son stay with the father, or she would have to remain in Italy. And so there were some negotiations going around with lawyers and so forth around the divorce and everything. And it was just very painful and difficult.
Like a tug of war.
Yeah. And then at a certain point, she remembered this exercise in releasing your demons and, you know, thought that if I can do some of this inner work, maybe somehow this can shift the situation. And so it was an evening before they were to meet with lawyers, and she did this feeding your demons work. And then it was the next morning, I think, her husband called and said he wanted to meet with her. And so she went and met with him, and he completely did an about face. And he was recognizing that he had been very difficult and demanding and had created a situation that was impossible for her. And he, at that point, was willing for her to move back to the United States and take the son. He recognized that she was probably the best parent for that son right now. And together they negotiated some kind of a system or put some things in place where she would support the relationship between the son and the father, and that the son would come visit him every year. And it was just an amazing change of the whole energy around the situation because she did that inner work and kind of let go of the outer aspects of trying to control the situation.
Mm-hmm. The energy around it shifted so much that he came to her, like, without even any words being spoken, he could feel that she wasn't fighting anymore, that she had, you know, said whatever will be, and because of that energy shift, he was able to also get to that place, and I just think it's the best story.
So in thinking about that, what strikes me is that the feeding your demons piece, and something else we'll talk about, the Ho'oponopono way of working towards forgiveness with somebody, are all about taking control of those aspects of the situation that you can control and releasing expectations that you can manipulate the situation, change someone's behavior, change the way they feel or the way they talk or anything like that. It's about looking at the situation and saying, what do I have total responsibility for? And how can I exercise that responsibility in a way that empowers me and letting go of someone else's role in the situation? Mm-hmm. We talked a little bit before, you know, having both grown up in homes that were religious. We heard lots of Bible stories growing up. And, you know, there's the story of Jesus on the cross, flanked by the two criminals on either side. And just as he's dying, he enacts forgiveness on the people that have crucified him, saying, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." You know, and growing up as a child, I felt such a burden on myself that, oh, you know, Jesus was so forgiving on the cross, and all of the people who, you know, did this terrible thing. I mean, what worse thing can you do than to murder somebody who is peaceful and loving and kind, and yet he could forgive them? And I just felt this terrible burden that I should always forgive people who said they were sorry, because I want to, you know, believe they're sincere, and I want to come from that standpoint of being loving and forgiving. And now as I'm older, I look at that and say, that was really all about him understanding these people are at a certain level of consciousness. And from their view of things, this is how they have enacted what they believe to be true, what they believe to be right. I can see from my standpoint that they're operating at that level of consciousness. And from that viewpoint, I can let go of resentment. I can let go of, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's how I felt with my dad. I carried resentment for so many years towards him. But just having the mindset shift of what he does is about him, you know, like what I do is about me, like basically personal responsibility for myself and him having personal responsibility. But also, like, just that idea of me giving him energy or giving him power, I didn't like that. I was like, once I understood the whole concept, I was very quick to want to cut those cords, to want to release those ties, to want to let go of the tug of war rope. And, you know, just let him continue with his life and, you know, not expect an apology, not expect to be understood, not expect any of that stuff. Just, it really was about shifting from victim to empowered by taking responsibility for my life, what I could do. And, yeah, that changed a lot. I mean, I had to do a lot of therapy work too to try to, you know, not be triggered by past abuse. But it really was the first step in healing was to take responsibility and not to take on guilt. That's not what I mean. It was basically just to let him go on his path and me go on my path.
I love that image of the tightrope because everybody can identify. I think we've all been in a tightrope struggle at some point, like literally.
Like the tug of war.
Yeah, like yeah. At you know, church picnic or whatever. Mm-hmm. And that feeling of the rope in your hands and the amount of energy that it takes to pull on the rope and to match the pull that's coming from the other side.
It's very draining.
It takes so much energy that could be put into other things. Mm-hmm. And when you think of how it feels when you actually let go and release the rope, and it's really not your responsibility what happens on the other end. Mm-hmm. When you choose to release, that other person on the other side may choose to keep pulling. Mm-hmm. And you let them fall as they choose, or you let them let go of the rope as they choose.
You go your separate ways sometimes if there's like a stalking situation. Like, as a therapist, I come into contact with so many like just crazy stories of like abusers of all ages trying to control another person's life, and you really mm-hmm. just have to, you know, cut the ties sometimes because mm-hmm. there's no other safe option.
Right.
And that's okay, like just to let go of the guilt that other family members put on you and you put on yourself.
Yeah, we've talked about really it's a discernment about what is mine to carry and what is mm-hmm. not mine to carry. Mm-hmm. I have my piece of the rope, and I can decide to do with it what I want to do with it. And it's really about where I choose to put my energy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the Ho'oponopono, it's a Hawaiian forgiveness thing that I learned. And basically, it brings people who are important in your life to the stage. So you're using visualization with your eyes closed, and one by one, you bring them to the stage. And you pass any messages back and forth, like using light. And you don't have to actually meet up with these people in person because sometimes it's not safe to do so. Sometimes they might have passed on, but you still need to clear up or cut those ties and communicate some things, like things that needed to be said that were never said. And there's this whole process of releasing them to the light to bring balance and harmony between you and that person. And then at the end of the Ho'oponopono, it's all about forgiving yourself. Because in reality, you know, these people who are in our lives, they're all sort of a part of us. Like, they say that our parents' voices kind of go with us as our inner critic sometimes, or our inner coach, whatever our parents were. And that's the, you know, the voice that we have in our head. And it's really, like studying parts therapy, it's really a part of us. And so, forgiving ourselves, you know, is a huge piece of it also.
Mm-hmm. One thing I really love about the Ho'oponopono, and I learned a much simpler way of it than what you were trained with, was this idea of taking total responsibility. So whatever is in my field of reality, I can take responsibility for. I may not be able to change what happened in the past, but I can definitely change how I view the past, how I view the present. And what I learned about the Ho'opono is just simply that whatever situation or whatever person you are in struggle with is just to bring that into your awareness and use four simple phrases. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you.
Mm-hmm. That was the I love you, I forgive you, I release you. Those were the ones that I learned too.
So the phrases are a little different maybe from whatever tradition. Mm-hmm. But the power of this method comes through a story of the gentleman in Hawaii who actually teaches this method, who went into an institution for mentally ill patients. And they were all released within a matter of months, and he never even met with them, just through him reading their files and using this method to clear whatever in his consciousness might be contributing to their reality, to the circumstances or the situation that they were in and the way they were being viewed by the people around them. So to me, it kind of spoke to the power that we all have to change our outer situation by changing the inner situation and just how we look at things and claiming that total power that I am completely in control of what is in my field of consciousness.
Mm-hmm. Like letting go, releasing, especially that expectation that they would change or that their behavior would be different or that they would be sorry or that they would, you know, understand what they did to you. I think that's the biggest piece of releasing that has to do with forgiveness. Mm-hmm. And again, I want to say what I said at the beginning. Forgiveness is not making it okay. Forgiveness is not restoring relationship. Forgiveness is releasing, letting go of those, of that cord that binds you, of that cord of resentment, of giving your energy, your power away to them or to that situation. And, you know, clearing up, freeing that energy so that you can use that energy to feel better and to focus it on things that benefit your life.
And I think there's a big piece in there of releasing the idea that your sense of worth is tied up with how anybody else views you or how anybody else treats you. You know, like I can't feel good about myself until this person acknowledges what they did to me, or I can't move forward until this person really understands, really sees. They may never get there. Mm-hmm. And in the end, really, true empowerment is about how you see yourself, and it's about how I claim my power in the world and make myself completely independent of the need to receive validation.
Yeah, I used to be very sensitive to what people said about me, and now it's like, you know, water is just rolling off. Like, it's almost like I'm carrying a shield that's a mirror. That it just mirrors mm-hmm. back to them. Like, what they say is about them. What they do is about them. It's not about me. Like, they think it is, but it's not. Mm-hmm. I know it's not. And, like, how empowering is that?
Right. So for anyone who's listening, I would really encourage, and I have been working with this, for 21 days to bring in someone or some situation into your consciousness. And it's not even that you have to directly address that person. You can address on a general level and just put this out into your consciousness. Those four statements: I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you, I love you. Mm-hmm. And what I've found is that doing this consistently just brings a feeling of lightness, and it does feel empowering.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and also, I release you. That, to me, has been the biggest thing. All right, so hope that you learned something from that today and look forward to connecting with you. And until next time, keep following your heart song.